Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to the Chaperoo Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. Today, we have with us Linda McKenzie again. How wonderful. She's agreed to come back. Hello, Linda. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Vivian. I'm so glad to be back here. You two are my favorite people. So, because I love your interviews, you're actually really good at it. So, you know, I leave myself in your hands.
Linda, you've written another fantastic book called Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss. And the moment I opened that book, I knew that you had nailed it. You'd nailed the issue. Because I can confirm that what you say is the true issue here. I know that from my own research and my own experience, but I want you to say it in your words. What is the big problem?
Well, there's a lot of different kinds of things. Basically, what I did was I researched the book for about 2 years, and the real problems are four types of stresses that are the major culprits to weight gain. For example, you have nutritional stress, and that's when you're not getting enough of the right nutrients so that you can balance and have your body, get the right fuel. And what happens with that is the body doesn't process food correctly. And then you have the emotional stress where you're eating for the wrong reasons or you're holding on to weight. That helps to develop cravings and food dependencies and overeating. But like holding on to weight, maybe most people don't know this, but if you're sexually abused as a child or especially a girl, which, you know, there's a high rate of statistic on that, you know, whether this Me Too movement is here or not. And mostly it's family members. But what happens is when you get molested as a child, you hold on to the weight because subconsciously you do not want to look attractive. So the emotional core of why you're holding on to the weight is very important as well. And then you have the physical where you're not getting enough exercise. I mean, you know, that's the biggest deterrent of weight loss is exercise and also of aging. You know, if you want to age well, you have to exercise. There's no getting around that because that slows down the body metabolism and that increases fat storage. And then we have environmental stress. And those are outside pollutants and food and drug pollutants. Now, you might not understand that there's a lot of pollutants that you don't even know about. And this slows down food digestion and other body processes. For example, right now, one of the biggest toxins we have in our bodies that we haven't had, for decades before is the PFAS, the plastic particles that are in everything that we're eating now. Mm-hmm. And the plastic particles, what happens is there's really no way to detoxify them. They're just now starting to figure out what vitamins, what supplements, what you have to do to because it's in every cell and tissue of our body.
I saw this in the news this week, this issue with the plastics. So it's there periodically, and it's been hidden from us, but I saw it in the news and how it's implicated in poor health.
Well, yes, it's really terrible. It's in everything. I mean, everything. In the fish that we're eating, down into the oceans, everything. And what happens is that our body needs 30% of fat to help boost our immune system, you know. And then, and also we need fat to, help stop Alzheimer's and all sorts of stuff like that. So
yes, because the nervous system requires fat. I mean, it's a fatty sheath around the nerves, and we really do need our fats.
Right. And so you want to make sure that you're, you know, and that's why statin drugs are not good for you that lower cholesterol, because, you know, I'm talking as the president of a former president of a dietary supplement manufacturing company for 8 years. But what happens is that, the statin drugs, there was no cholesterol problem. Okay. They invented the drug and then invented the problem, which they do with so many of these drugs. And so what happens is that these kinds of things, you know, just we just don't need them, and it causes more havoc than good. As a matter of fact, that's why I released this book. I actually did tapes on these in 2007, and they won awards, they won many awards, and they were reviewed. The whole program was reviewed by the Olympic Committee, and as well as being sold all over the world, especially in India and in China, in acupuncture clinics when they were doing weight loss, they'd make them listen to my tapes. So
that's really interesting, because those countries are kind of ahead when it comes to certain kinds of alternative approaches to medicine. Just because of the sheer quantity of people they have, they can't have these other expensive methods that have prevailed here in the States.
Right.
I'm very interested that you're saying that.
Plus, every other country in the world except for America has a alternative way of doing it. For example, if you're in France, the doctors will say, do you want to do it a natural way with herbs, or do you want to do drugs? So they give you a choice in most countries, whereas in America it doesn't, and they're trying to stifle all natural health, which is why people should listen to HealthyLife.net, because we're one of the few places now that you will get quality natural health information. Even on the search engines, they're buried 8 pages down if you're trying to do something natural. But the real reason I wrote the book was because of these new weight loss drugs. I get really annoyed with the drug companies, and my ex-husband was a biochemist for Merck Sharp & Dohme, and he left them, and this is in the 70s, because they were falsifying drug trials, and they were not putting things on the market that could actually benefit people because it was too costly to make. So it's always
been... Wait. Did you say that they were falsifying drug trials?
Correct. And not only do they falsify, well, they don't falsify them, they throw them out. Anything that's adverse. I mean, he watched people throw out, you know, drug trials. And this is back in the 70s. And if you don't think, and back then, you had to test an antibiotic or a drug for 10 years, maybe 20, before you put it out on the market. Now it's less than 6 months. There's a fast approval process because of everything that's going on. So what really bothered me was these new weight loss drugs. They're in the news everywhere, and like the Wegovy and Ozempic. And what's happening, there's even more coming on the horizon. Every drug company wants to cash in, and they've already made billions of dollars. They're very expensive, and they're only completely effective as long as you get a shot every month. And they can have debilitating side effects like stomach paralysis, colon blockages, and even thyroid cancer. They're now just starting to be sued. And not everyone can pay $1,000 to $1,500 a month to get these drugs. And who would actually want the side effects of never being able to digest your food again or having to pay your doctor every month to keep the weight off? So
it's just a money-making machine as well as harmful, from what you're saying.
Exactly. And that's why I get really annoyed with this kind of stuff. And so instead of sitting there yelling at them and trying to be an activist and doing all of that, what I do is try and get a solution to solve the problem. So I decided to republish. I've never published a weight loss book on this, and I'm doing an audio book that should come out with this. And it's I just wanted to develop a healthy, easy, drug and diet free way for people to lose weight and actually lose weight and keep it off. So I did. So my book gives people a very cost-effective, long-term way to discover and eliminate the cause of weight gain and maintain their weight loss without any side effects.
Yes, because the thing is, and this is what struck me about your book, we do know that if we want to lose weight, we must eat fewer calories. We do know that. But how do we get ourselves to do that? We're in such a state and in such a routine when it comes to eating that it's very hard to figure out how to get ourselves to eat less, fewer calories. And it's like I used to look at books and they'd say, well, you have to change your habitual patterns. But you know what? Changing habitual patterns is the hardest thing to do. We need tools for that piece. It's no use giving us a book about what happens afterwards. And that's what I like about your book, Linda. It's not like, love. That's what I love about your book, because it's how to get yourself to do what you know you have to do. So will you tell us more about what's in your book?
Well, basically, what I did was I researched for 2 years before I even did the tapes and the books, because, you know, there were hidden causes of weight gain, and so I identified all these different kinds of problems. And because, you know, I'm a hypnotherapist and I use visualization to heal myself of chronic fatigue, Epstein-Barr virus, chronic fatigue syndrome, you know, I'm very big on using the mind to heal, and that's what I do. I mean, I'm almost 75, I'm on no drugs, I'm in perfect health, and, you know, I'm at a good weight, I exercise 5 times a week, you know, I'm, you know, my mind's still going.
You know, I love it. You know. Oh, Linda, you're such a role model. You're so wonderful.
Yeah.
Please continue.
Yeah. So what happens is the very first thing that people have a hard time is you have to reach a real commitment to weight loss. I mean, you know, it's January, and then what happens is they make New Year's resolutions, and by the time the end of January comes, nobody's doing it. So I decided, because you need to make a real commitment. And most people don't even know why they're really losing their weight. So I do a visualization where you meet yourself. And you, the very first thing you do is you find out why you're holding onto the weight on a body level. You know, what do you need to do? And then you find out on a mind level, what's stopping you? And then on a spirit, on a desire level, what's stopping you from continuing? And so you make a total commitment. Now, what happens is this. You can try and deny truth over and over again, but once you hear it, truth will nag you and nag you until you accept it. So once you go through this process, you no longer have an excuse to say,
yes.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that. Well, now you know it. And so your right creative side of the brain understands this, and the left logical side kind of gives up a little bit so that the right side can start creating and doing what you want. And so what I did was, I did visualizations on mind transformation, so that will help you release negative behavior patterns, reduce food intake naturally, and alter your emotional ties to eating. And then I did body transformation, and that's because we are what we eat. And body transformation helps you eat more slowly, stops cravings and hunger. It controls overeating effortlessly, and it helps you naturally select the right foods for you. And then we have to exercise, right? So we use visualization. You learn to enjoy exercise, and you find the right exercise for you, and then it helps get you for you to get the desire to exercise regularly to make your body feel as good as it looks. Plus, there's all sorts of wonderful, because of owning the vitamin company and being into natural health since, you know, the 1960s, right? So I have a lot of key facts and key things that you can use, and key, you know, even cinnamon helps you burn fat. So if you learn a little bit of this, you know, there's what superfoods are and certain supplements that, like L-carnitine, that's a fat burner. L-glutamine reduces cravings. Chromium picolinate I take every day, and that's a fat burner, and it evens out blood sugar levels. So if you know are a little crazy with blood sugar levels, chromium picolinate should be in your diet every single day. And I think it's $7.89 a bottle, you know. So we're not talking $1,500 a month for a drug, you know. So
and I just want to confirm that I have used this method of using the correct supplements to lose weight. And it does work. I've actually experienced it, because I've actually also spent a lot of my lifetime researching weight, and I've also even written a book called How to Lose Weight and Gain Money, because I see a relationship between our patterns with regard to both those things. And I can just confirm that everything that's in your book is very, very, very valuable, and there's nothing difficult about the book. You know, you're talking about it, and you're talking about difficult topics, but I want to encourage all the listeners to understand is this book makes it easy. It puts it in front of you in a systematic, clear, and concise manner. It is not burdensome, and that in itself is fantastic, because you just, you've made a road for us, and I was just sorry that I didn't get to be in a situation where I could start applying what I was reading in your book straight away because I was traveling.
Right.
But I do want to say that so that people understand you are making it easy, not difficult.
Well, and also, you know, it's less than 30 minutes a day, okay? And
yes.
And within 6 weeks, many people lose 10 to 15 pounds. And it was funny because when I was writing the tapes and doing the book, because I had written the book many years ago but never produced it, when I grew up, we had a little bit of money, and there was five of us. You know, I had two other brothers and my mom and my dad, and we'd have one steak between the three of us, and not a big one, and the five of us, and you couldn't eat anything else. You couldn't get seconds, even of the vegetables or the bread, until you finished what was on your plate. So we ate fast so that we could get enough food to eat. So you know, all my life, that has been a problem for me, you know, because it doesn't help digestion when you don't do it that way. But it's very interesting. So normally, so I was at a restaurant, and you normally finish everything on my plate and really fast, and all of a sudden I had enough, and I was taking a sip of water, and then I looked down at my body, and I had lost like 15 pounds, and I didn't need to lose it. I was a size 4 at the time. So I'm sitting there going, now I'm a size 6, but I'm okay. So, but I need that extra fat because, you know, with the wrinkles, you know, if you're older, you want that fat to...
There's a certain age where you have to choose between your face and your waistline.
That's right. And I'll choose the face. So, because the eyes are the window to the soul. But anyway, that's what happens, you know. And so I realized that in one of the visualizations, whenever you have enough food, you take a sip of water. And it cuts the... desire for more food, and so you automatically stop eating when your body has enough, because you're getting all three parts of your body working together, the spirit, the mind, the body, all working together for the same goal. And so
and that's the title of the book. I just want to say it again: Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss. And that is exactly what your book is about. You are not writing a book with a title that's saying one thing and a content that's not delivering. You're totally delivering this total alignment between mind, body, and spirit. And it is what we need when we want to succeed, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And then what I did is so what you do is you go through the book once. And then you, once a day, you pick a visualization. You think maybe you're going to a big party, so you want to make sure that you're limiting eating. So you pick either the mind transformation, visualization, or the body transformation, or I want to go exercise. You pick the exercise motivation, and you listen to it in the morning. And then I have less than 8 minute stress meditations and thinking thin meditations, because we want to relieve the stress so that our body heals, and we want to start thinking thin, because if you do not think thin, you, in your mind's eye, your subconsciously will not lose the weight. But if you already have in your eyes and your mind that, you know, you're thinking thin, because we are what we think just as much as we are what we eat, that gives you that extra boost so that you can accomplish that weight loss easy. And then at the end, I have what I call the Linda Mac diet, which is really a no diet. If people, it's a very high immune system diet that I've been on since 1992. And, it's no sugar, no wheat, no dairy, no this, no that. But I never get sick. I hardly ever get sick. I mean, COVID got me, but with COVID, I'm down for maybe 3 days or a day and a half, depending on what. Right? So the immune system, this diet really works on that, and it will increase your weight loss if you want to do it. But you don't have to.
Tell us where we can get this book and where we can find out more about you before we run out of time.
Okay. Well, you can visit my website, lyndamckenzie.net. That's M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, lyndamckenzie.net. You can get the book at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, any bookstore, you know, Walmart, Target. You can order it from them as well. And, you know, and I encourage people, you know, that if you really do want to lose weight or you know someone that wants to lose weight, it's a good book to do. And also, the audiobook will probably be coming out in mid, you know, before long between, we've already kind of put it in and we're just fine-tuning the digital process. And so once that comes in, you won't even have to read the stuff. You can just listen to my voice and I'll guide you through everything in less than 30 minutes a day.
And considering that you are a hypnotherapist, that is like a very valuable device in the audiobook, because it's going to be affecting you. It would affect you anyway just from the words and the content, but because you are so qualified to have your voice and your being help people in that manner, it's a big boost. That's like having free sessions.
It is. And the Board of Hypnotherapy had said that I was one of their most creative, prolific minds. So I said, boy, I could use that for about a week. Anyway, thank you so much for having me on. And again, it's lyndamckenzie.net.
Oh, but Linda, I do have some more questions.
Oh, you do?
You, so I hope
okay.
You're going to join us again after the break. It sounds like you're saying goodbye to us, and I don't want you to do that.
Okay, I won't.
Okay, very good then. We'll take a break now. And everybody, we're listening to Linda McKenzie, the power behind healthylife.net. And she's going to answer a few more questions for us after the break. Please join us.
Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chopras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chopras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now. There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years, and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4WindsAcademy.org. Or call 513-891-8062.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Hello and welcome back to the Shapira Show. We are talking to Linda McKenzie, who is the power behind HealthyLife.net, began it in 2002, and she is a prolific author and has written a book called Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss. Linda, welcome back. I have some more questions for you. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, one of the things I saw in your book is that 97 out of 100 people lose weight and then put it on again within a year. What are the other three people doing differently?
Well, you know, everybody's body is different, right? And so it's very hard to say exactly what they're doing. Maybe some are dieting. Whatever's working for them is working, okay? But that's why I wanted to have one resource where no matter who you were, what you were doing, it could enhance what you were doing. And that's why I wrote the book. Because the book, no matter whether you're successful or not successful, or whether you are, you know, maintaining some of the weight loss or only part of it or, you know, all of it, it can help you go to the next level and really cement everything in place. And you can use this over and over again whenever you need it.
I think I understand that if you want to weigh a different amount, there's something in you that has to change. Not just going on a diet, but something else also has to change as well. And I would say that those 3 out of 100 people have hit on that change, at least temporarily, to hold on not regaining the weight for in the same year that they lost it. And it's that change that your book addresses, isn't it? Your book helps people to genuinely change.
Well, yeah, exactly. And again, the reason of that is that I find the truth. And again, when people hear truth, they cannot deny it. And even if they want to deny it, it will always come back again and again until they accept it. And once you accept truth that, no, you cannot overeat all the time, and no, you know, for example, you know, in Ayurvedic practices, you need all five tastes in your mouth and to feel complete with a meal. So, you know, I try not to eat sugar, right? Now, I eat simple sugar. Like there's in the Linda Mac diet, there's even a substitution table so that if you don't want to use white refined sugar, which you should never use, there's ways to cook and do things with maple syrup or coconut sugar, or an agave is very high, so you don't want to even use agave because it's like corn syrup. So there's so it tells you different things on how to use these things so that you can put your best foot forward and keep it forward all the time.
So while we're talking about these different substances and the substitutes and so on, I wonder if we can go back to oil, because we agreed that fats are important, and you did include olive oil on your list of important oils to have. But Linda, do you know about olive oil changing to not being quite so good when it's heated? Do you know anything about that?
That's not true. I've been into the natural health for a very, very long time, but what is true is canola oil is really bad when it's heated. Now, what is another thing true is that olive oil, most of the olive oil you get is not really good oil, and it's loaded with, a lot of it is bastardized with canola oil or some other unadulterated oil that is not good for you. And
so how can you tell? How do you know?
Well, you have to buy really good stuff, you know. There is, you know, if you get the organic seal, that you know, the blue butterfly and all those stuff, you know, that helps you identify what's good. Trader Joe's is kind of interesting. Trader Joe's has no GMO. You know, GMOs foods are bioengineered food, again, another culprit to weight gain, because ultra-processed food is the worst thing that you can get. I mean, McDonald's, when it first came out, it had plastic shakes, liquid plastic shakes. That's what the shakes were. Their potatoes were a goopy mess, still is. You know, they make them in a big vat type of thing and put all sorts of enhancers in there, so that exociter enhancers, so that your body craves it and it gets a desire for it.
Like an addiction.
It is. Yeah. And they know exactly what to do when they're doing that. That's why when you first, stop and go into organic food, or you'll start getting headaches because your body is detoxifying. Right?
Yes.
So the olive oil, and now there are bad fats, okay? For example, and you have to be very careful on different things. For example, almonds. You think almond milk should be a good replacement for dairy milk. Dairy milk will give you, if you can't breathe, it will do lung congestion in a heartbeat, okay? So you avoid dairy. Goat milk breaks down 8 times faster than cow's milk. So if you're going to use milk, try and use goat's milk. I use rice milk. I use coconut milk. I don't use almond milk unless it's really good, because most of the almonds are GMO and they don't tell you that. So you have to be very, very careful.
You have tons of knowledge. It's amazing what you know.
Yeah.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
What's the difference between visualizing and meditating? I think this is an important distinction for people.
Well, meditating is kind of listening for answers. Right? Visualization is taking, using the mind-body connection to use positive images over a period of time to help you accomplish what you want. So visualization is intended. Meditation is not, you're just free-flowing. I'm free-flowing in the ethers. But visualization has a target. My intent is to lose weight. And so before every visualization, you'll see it's an intention. So basically what happens is people don't really know what the mind-body connection is. The mental form of the mind is emotion. And emotion produces a feeling that turns into a physical sensation. And that's what visualization does. Visualization uses positive images that produces a feeling, like commitment to weight loss, that turns into a physical sensation and manifests the weight loss. So it's a matter of trying to balance that right-left brain connection. So over a period of time, replacing your negative thoughts with positive ones changes your belief system, and then your body responds, because you are what you think. So an example of that is, if you're going into, how does the mind affect the body? So if you go into a theater and you're watching a scary movie and something horrible happens, you'll get goosebumps on your skin. So that's exactly what the effect of visualization. Yeah, that's it. You say it for me. You do it better anyway. How it works, so that you're actually changing, you're using the mind and the body to connect, and the desire to lose the weight all at once, and that's why it works.
You've sure motivated me, I can tell you that much, and it's not like I haven't heard this before, but there's something about the way that you're presenting this. There's a huge amount to do with your knowledge, your experience, your research that really backs you up your words. It is absolutely fantastic. This is a service to humanity. All of this information. So tell us again how we can get hold of your book, and thank you very much for sharing with us, Linda.
Oh, I love being here, and I love you guys. I mean, you're doing such a great job at helping the planet and people to live correctly. So you can get the book at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and you can, the audiobook is coming out, and you can visit my website at LindaMcKenzie.net. And thank you, and Neil, for all that you do.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you to you and Jay for all that the two of you do to create this wonderful, wonderful platform and to have us on the radio show. Thank you so much. And thank you for joining us here on the Chakra Show. Everybody, Neil will be back with the Spirit Report after the break. Thank you.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at crystalhealingtechniques.com. Visit crystalhealingtechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
Roku is like having your own video library with over 300,000 choices. And it's the best way to get Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and so much more. There's a Roku player for every budget, so go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Roku banner.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chakras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chakras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now.
Discover the world's largest anti-aging organization, Life Extension. For the best information, vitamins, and supplements, you just can't beat Life Extension. To start extending your life, go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Life Extension banner.
There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4windsacademy.org. Or call 513-891-8062. Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Chakra Show, and I'm Neil, very pleased to be sharing with you my shamanic journeys to the spirit realm and reporting back on the guidance I receive directly from the spirits. For today's journey, I'm requesting guidance around the topic of how do we be less narrow and constrained in our identity? This is actually a follow-up to information from the previous journey where I inquired about how can we have a more expansive sense of self. So I choose to travel for today's journey to the lower world. I go through the opening, the vortex, and I travel down and down and down towards the lower world. And even as I'm going down, I get the information that the way we pay attention is so narrow. Now, of course, there is an element of being hardwired in our awareness from the survival point of view to be able to focus and notice details that do enable us to survive. However, we also, in the early days of humanity, did need to have a wide open attention so that we weren't distracted by a narrow attention to just one stimulus, which would cut us off from awareness of our surroundings, which is so important to survival. And as I go down, I see the tops of trees, and I get more information that if we consider the plant kingdom, there is a forest of trees, and there is an incredible network of roots. And there is an overlapping between the roots of one tree and the roots of another tree. In fact, it's a tree system, and information is shared among all of them. And the spirits say that there is a crude version of that with our internet, where we have information that is shared with
with so many people. The problem is that there are lots and lots and bits of pieces, and it's not all necessarily valuable. In fact, some of it is destructive. And most of the information on the internet is irrelevant, or certainly not important for our human evolution and our peace of mind. There is so much information that is presented with different and adversarial points of view, and there is a major problem with accurate versus false information. So the internet is very problematic as a tool for expanding our awareness and for constructive interconnectedness. They also say that we have lost a sense of belonging and being part of a tribe, as we had in the earlier days of human history. And although there are so many people and we live in proximity to each other, we are loners or individuals, and that feeds into having this narrowed down sense of identity. The me, 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 and the I, which I've previously referred to on other journeys. So this has all been coming to me during my descent to the lower world, and now I feel that I am here in the lower world, and I call to my spirits and ask them to be with me, bringing their support. And I ask again, how can we be less confined by a version of our identity that cuts us off from other people and the planet for that matter? And I'm waiting for guidance. They give me the interesting image of a ladder with all the rungs that one needs to step onto to go upwards. And this is an analogy of our human evolution, and it applies to all of us. So evolving can be seen as going up the ladder. And in order to go up the ladder has to have rungs. And the rungs are other people and society. The two legs of the ladder are the structure of society and values, and the rungs are the people. And we can't go up, we can't evolve without having all those items in place, a social framework and the values of that social framework and the people in the society. We're using that and we're stepping on that in order to ascend, in order to evolve. And the point here is that what will help us to be less narrow in our personal identity and awareness and allow us to encompass the well-being of other people and animals and plants and the whole planet is to realize that we are not isolated individuals. We totally depend on other people and a social framework and shared values. And we should or must cultivate an awareness of this and a gratitude for this. So every day we see so many people, but we actually encounter and interact with very few of them. But we can still have the appreciation of them as being very important in the overall social network. And the phrase that I'm given now is, my well-being depends on the well-being of others. And even if we can protect ourselves or think we are protecting ourselves from the world by having money and power, in fact, the more money and possessions and power one has, the more one is actually part of a much greater overall picture. One has a dependency on other people and institutions, whether it's people who will sell us things, maintain our things, service our things. We are all dependent, especially, the irony is, especially the more money and power we have. And the problem is that we see ourselves as competitors in the social network, or in some cases predators or potential victims. And instead of seeing ourselves as we're all in it together, we see ourselves as isolated. And I ask the spirits to show me something in the lower world that will help me have a better understanding of the topic. And here they show me something really interesting. They show me a painting, not one that I can identify. And they're saying that when we have a narrow, restricted identity and awareness, we're actually experiencing only a sliver, a tiny portion of this wonderful painting and its richness and detail. And we restrict ourselves by having a narrow, self-engrossed, self-protecting identity. We only experience a sliver of the beauty and richness that is there. And a big part of this is that we're so guarded, we're so busy being in a mode of self-protection. Unfortunately, there are actually so many threats around in life, but the spirits say that although this gives us some sort of sense of justification for being in a self-protecting mode, this really is not beneficial. People do feel so disempowered and vulnerable, and they are constantly looking to see how they can best help themselves in any situation. But the spirits say our hearts are much more closed than they should be, and we should be open-hearted, open-handed, open-fisted, and open-minded. And the open hand is to share and give, and the open fist is to not fight. And the spirits say we should realize that there truly are no shortages. Even though the human population is vast, there actually is enough for everybody if it was shared out equitably. We're constantly narrowing the sharing to make sure that we get our share and somebody else shouldn't take our share. And when I ask the spirits how we can be less narrow-minded, they chuck it and they say, they know this is hard for humans, but the essence is love your neighbor as thyself. Unfortunately, we're a tribe of one instead of being a tribe of many. And they're saying that we need to talk to ourselves and teach ourselves and constantly remind ourselves that we are part of a whole and that others are essential to our well-being. And with this, the drums have changed, a very convenient changing point, and they call me back to the middle world. And I say thank you to the spirits. This is a very interesting journey, and they bring their compassion and their love in providing guidance. So, thank you very much. You've been listening to Neil of the Chakra Show, and we're going to go on our break now. And when we come back, Vivian will continue with messages from crystals.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chakras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chakras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years, and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4windsacademy.org. Or call 513-891-8062.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062. CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hello and welcome back to the Chopra Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. This is the part of the show where I, Vivian, talk to stones and talk about stones. Guess what? You may have heard this before, but I truly think that the stone I'm going to speak about today, thulite, is my new best friend. I think I'm going to spell thulite for you because you might not have heard the word before. T-H-U-L-I-T-E, thulite. What's thulite? You may not have heard about thulite before, but once you hear what I have to say about thulite and what thulite has to say to you, I'm guessing that you too will go out and find yourself the same new best friend. Thulite comes from Norway. It is a zoisite, and it ranges in color from gray to pink, white to rose, and pink to rose. Zoisite is a member of the epidote group, which also includes tanzanite, that beautiful blue gemstone that is so expensive. And you may not know it, but when tanzanite comes out of the ground, it is brown. And then it gets irradiated, and it turns that incredible blue color. Zoisite is very, very important in crystal surgery because it transmutes negative energies into positive force fields. I have witnessed this amazing effect repeatedly for 25 years now when using ruby in zoisite. Ooh, I'm getting all tongue twisted here. When using ruby in zoisite in a detox procedure. And I'm also witnessing it in the wee hours of the morning when I wake up and need thulite to lull me back to sleep. In other words, I'm experiencing this transmutation of energy. Here's the first message from thulite. There I am thinking about this choice of words regarding thulite's properties, and I'm wondering, what's the difference between transmute and transform? And thulite says, look it up. So I do, and I get the following explanation. Now, when I'm looking something up, I will be clear, I'm looking it up on Google, but I get help from the spirit dimension and from the stones as to what to look up, because that's the key to getting the answer that you want, asking the right way, using the right words. Anyway, thulite said, look it up, and here was the answer. Transmute means to change so completely that there is no going back, whereas transform can go back and forth, you know, like a transformer toy, like my kids had. They were called transformer toys because you could turn them into one thing and then you could turn them back into what they used to be. That makes me ask thulite, then what about shape-shifting? To which Thulat responded, "Well, that's a temporary taking on of a different shape, selected for a specific purpose, and does not speak to your ongoing identity. Shapeshifting is an ability, not a form of personal change." Well, that's clear. Thank you, Thulat. I mean, Thulat's quite articulate, isn't it? And I think that's one of its capacities, is to be articulate and to be able to express information in quite a few concise words in a rather exact manner. And it's from this conversation that I understand that this is one of the ways that Thulat works, generating clear distinctions with perhaps mathematical precision so that we can see exactly where the line is. And the significance of seeing where the line is immediately clear to me. Once we know where the line is, we can behave accordingly. Plus, we know which way is up. In the steering of energetics, knowing which way is up is paramount and of wonderful personal meaning to me, because up direction is the specific territory of the Alexander technique, which is one of my professions. This aspect of Thulat, the aspect of mathematical precision, may sound rather cold and hard, but Thulat tempers this technical temperament via its extraordinarily appealing color and vibration, which embodies the concept of soft and comforting. This helps me realize just how effectively Thulat balances yin and yang energies and opens the door for me to see that this is Thulat's special gift to us, helping us to unconsciously balance the energies of proactive versus surrender, perseverance versus acceptance. As Thulat assists us into balance, we experience inner peace instead of inner conflict, bringing an empowered alignment between body, mind, and spirit. It seems to me that Thulat could be the stone of this year. Thulat asked me to talk about it last year, and I said, let's wait until I have more of you. It became my mission to obtain more Thulat at the Tucson Gem Show. I've just got back from there. And then, while I was at the Gem Show, a young woman contacted me asking for a stone to help her with regard to a very exciting upcoming pivotal career moment that had become fraught with mixed emotions. Thulat jumped up and down in excitement, shouting, me, me, me. But I wasn't so sure. The danger of projecting one's own stuff onto others is ever present. And in this situation, Thulat added, well, look me up on the internet then. Get someone else's point of view. So I did. And in spot number one on Google, someone had written a blog describing Thulat's properties. And what she said was an exact match with the very career dynamic that was concerning the young woman. I was actually a bit taken aback because it felt like Thulat had set me up in some way. But there it was. Then, when the young woman received her Thulat stones and saw them, she wrote to tell me that when she had envisioned a stone to help her, she had envisioned the exact rose pink color of the Thulat so she could immediately recognize the rightness of the choice. But that's not all. Also, while we were in Tucson, another woman contacted me about sessions. Then, when we had the first session, she asked whether there was a stone that could help her with the upcoming loss of her best friend, ill with a terminal condition. Once again, Thulat asserted, me, me, me. And this time I was ready. Yes, I said, I can send you some Thulat once the palette arrives. Fortunately, I had listened, and I had bought a supply of Thulat in pendants, palm stones, spheres, and pocket stones. I felt like I couldn't get enough of it. Gorgeous stuff. When I ask Thulat what final message it wants to say to you, here on the Chaperas Show, Thulat says this. Organization is a key principle to succeeding in life. I'm not referring so much to the physical organization of your space, although this is also an aspect, but to the organizing principles of the universe and the organizing principles of the planet Earth. Help is to get your energetic organization to harmonize better with the energetic organization of the prevailing dynamic. In simpler words, I show you how to flow with the current instead of fighting it. When you flow with the current, you are harnessing the prevailing energies, and nothing can be more empowering than that. If, on the other hand, the current is flowing in an undesirable direction, then I show this to you, and I also show you how to exit that dynamic as gracefully and quickly as possible. Oh my gosh, I think I'm going to wear a suit of Thulight. Thank you, Thulight, for sharing your fabulous wisdom, and thank you, everybody, for joining us here on the Shapira Show. Please join us again next month.